Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me this morning is Clerk of District Court candidate Lindsay Griffith. How are you doing today? I'm doing very well, thank you, and we'll just jump right into it here. Let's start off by telling us, what made you decide to run for Clerk of District Court?
You know, this is something I've been preparing for and passionate about for quite some time. Back in 2012, I was hired by Ms. Thelma Axberg, and after her retirement, Ms. Debbie Vandal, Axberg's deputy, was elected Clerk of District Court, and Ms. Mina Stewart was her deputy. Between all three of these women, they've been serving the district court for decades, with decades of experience combined. But they were all at the stage of preparing for retirement. And when Ms. Deborah Vandal was elected, her and Mina Stewart had told us, and they were open with our department, that they were going to be retiring. At this time, I was the most experienced assistant deputy and trained two other assistant deputies. We worked well together and planned on me running for this term. I was active in the community, enjoyed politics, and have the passion. So I worked hard, learning and taking note from our clerk, and that was our plan. But life always throws you obstacles, and you never know what's in store for you. At this time, my husband and I desired to start a family, and as time went on, the plan didn't go as expected. This began the long process of fertility treatments, frequent trips to Billings, and constantly being sick. I got to the point where I was unable to work in a healthy capacity full time. It was difficult to make the decision to step away from this vision and my passion for the district court. But to be a public servant takes dedication to the community, and I take that very, very seriously for the good of the people. I put my own ambitions aside during this time. When the committee or those in our department would ask me if I was running, it was difficult to give them a straight answer because I was in a position where I didn't know where I would be. Now we're at peace with our circumstances, and as the filing time approached, I was ready to get back in there. I called Ms. Axberg, my longtime mentor, and asked her if she thought I could do it. She said, "You need to ask yourself one question. Would you be the best person to serve as Clerk of District Court for the people of Johnson County?" Thelma knows my character and knows that I would take this seriously. So I thought about it, I had restless nights, and I knew that I would be the best person to serve the people of Johnson County as the Clerk of District Court. As President Harry Truman says, it's amazing what you can accomplish if you don't care who gets the credit.
And, you know, Lindsay, you and your husband are both fourth-generation Johnson County natives. Tell me a little bit about your families.
We are. I like to call this the Buffalo game because people like to put those family connections together. My parents are Lloyd Gay Wise. My dad, most people know, is Mr. Wise. He was a PE teacher, adaptive PE teacher, and coach in the Johnson County School District. My grandparents are Neil and Anita Schumann. Lori and Scott Letterman, along with my cousins Trevor Letterman and Amy Gonzalez, maintain our family ranch out on Crazy Woman in Tipperary. Pat and Marlene Schumann are over in Sheridan. Paul and Laura Schumann just moved back to Buffalo and purchased the Mansion House Hotel. And my late Nana Murtis was married to Wilbur Robbins, who I always knew as my Papa Wilbur. Also, my husband is fourth generation Johns County native. We were married in 2014. And us being only 5 days apart, our moms were actually in the same Lamas class. Rich's parents are Arnie and Lisa Griffith, and Rich followed in Arnie's footsteps as a local banker, vice president, and commercial loan officer at Buffalo Federal. Arnie was a banker for 40 years, and his parents are the late Lucky, the postman, and Betty from the Children's Center, coming all from the Baldwin and the Crane clan. Lisa is now the Veterans Benefits Coordinator for Johnson and Sheridan Counties. What's neat about both of our families, Brady, is that we both come from a long line of service between boards, volunteer work, and being just employed through service departments.
And, you know, being in the district court office for 5 years, what was your experience like and why were you hired to begin with?
You know, in 2012, I saw an ad in the newspaper, and The requirements for it were excellent communication skills, organizational skills, and the highest level of public service. Legal experience was preferred but not required. I had no legal experience at that time, but I knew the requirements of the jobs were my strengths. Through my education, I had honed those strengths as a communication studies major. And what I want to point out about my major in communication studies, it's different than what you do, Brady. It's not related to media or the news industry. What I studied was this: how people communicate through nonverbal communication, through conflict resolution, interpersonal relationships, conflict in the workplace, and I knew that I would be the person for the job. What's funny about it too is we were at the old courthouse at that time, and when I came into work for the first time, there was a little table, no telephone or computer, and I sat there, and it was a humbling experience I don't think most people could endure. I knew that we'd be moving to a new building where I would have a desk, but I just had to do my best at that time to learn. Thelma, I don't know if anybody knows her organizational skills, but she's known for her stacks of documents. She gave me the task of creating her first filing system. At the time, I didn't know that this was attempted by many people and herself, but I was determined to complete the task. There were so many stacks, at least 2 feet tall, in no particular order. But this gave me the opportunity to know the responsibilities of the clerk. Once I sorted out years of budgets, contracts, other documents, I had a little more confidence to start asking Thelma questions. Some days she enjoyed teaching me little things here and there, and some days I was told something along the lines of, "So, you want to learn about probate, huh?" And that was the end of the conversation. But she didn't forget. When I was ready, she would start teaching me things as I learned more and more about the court system. She would give me assignments, such as I had to learn a legal vocabulary word every day and how it applied to the district court office, not how it applied to an attorney. So from the beginning, I was taught to look at it from the perspective of the district court, not from an attorney's standpoint. She gave me the solid foundation. A spark lit up in Thelma, and she began to teach me. As much as I would ask, she would teach, and that was an experience that I truly treasure, and I still call her today for any questions and guidance.
Did you teach her how to use a filing cabinet?
We had many filing cabinets, and we tried color coding. It didn't matter what it is. She kept documents from when she began, and it was a big change for her. It was difficult, but we got it put together, and I'm proud of her for letting somebody actually take that responsibility.
You know, earlier you were talking about being away for a little while. Have you caught yourself up to any current changes?
You know, I have. What I've done to prepare myself and catch up, I've met with Child Support Authority, and I'm current in the changes coming up there. I've met with Commissioner Bill Novotny to review the upcoming budget, so I'm familiar with that. I've been meeting with various entities of the court, county, elected officials, just to get their feedback of their expectations of the clerk of district court, what works and what could be approved upon. I've contacted clerks around the state regarding changes in the district court, and I'll continue to meet with as many individuals in these capacities up until election. But if elected, I will continue this dialect, and I think that that's very important. The advantage I have now is I have a fresh perspective. Stepping away for a little while, I was able to hear what the community wanted and their concerns, and I'm able to use my past experience with a new, fresh perspective when I go into that office.
And Lindsay, one of the things you had said is that you're looking at things basically through the eye of the district court rather than like through the eyes of say, a lawyer. What is right. The difference between legal experience and experience in the district court?
You know, to be blunt about it, prior legal experience is irrelevant to the rules and procedures of the district court. The only advantage would be to know some legal terms, but knowing legal term and knowing the procedure through the district court is completely different. It takes a good 2 years to grasp all the responsibilities of the clerk of district court. I was told that by those before me who had quite a bit of legal experience. And it took me that amount of time. It took them that amount of time. I trained two other employees in the district court who were prior legal secretaries, and it took them that amount of time. So, you know, when we talk about legal experience, we need to look at what type of legal experience. Is it from the perspective of an attorney, or is it the perspective as an unbiased district court record keeper?
And go ahead.
I was just going to say that another thing is it's difficult for someone who has prior legal experience because they are looking at it from the point of an attorney. And for me, I started out as a blank canvas only from the perspective of the district court. The other thing that comes into play is conflict of interest. If you have been involved in any cases or know anything prior about the cases, we have to sign a conflict of interest form. And actually, our child support program locks you out of being able to access those cases. And so if you've been working on a lot of cases, then I worry that too many cases you wouldn't be able to handle because of that conflict of interest.
You know, we've talked a lot about experience that you've had with the district court. What kind of experiences outside of the district court do you have to offer the position?
You know, like I said before, the natural strengths of my character are my communication skills in the district court. I truly look at the individual, listen to the individual, and try to meet their needs as best as possible. I also look at the role of a public servant. I take that very seriously. And in the position of a department head, you need to be doing what is best for the people. If you have conflict within the office, but say they're a great person to serve the public, you need to put those issues aside and do what's best for the public. To run a public service administration takes a great deal of skill and communication, not only amongst your department, but your liaison between state departments, county departments, legal entities, and the community.
Talking with Lindsay Griffith, candidate for clerk of district court. And Lindsay, what does an elected official or what does being an elected official mean to you? And what obligations do they have as a public servant?
You know, this is an area that I'm deeply passionate about. And stepping away for a while, I was able to hear what our community felt when they would walk into a department office. And they should never feel uncomfortable coming in. They should always be able to ask as many questions as they need to be able to use that department because it was created for them. They have no choice but to depend on that department. We are working for the public. They pay our salary, and we need to keep that in mind. In the district court, you're working with people who are in their hardest times, maybe divorce, children being removed from the home, lawsuits, felonies. And not all of these people have attorneys to file for them. Without an attorney, you must file pro se, which means acting as your own attorney. So when these people come in to file that way, they don't know the legal terms, and there's a fine line between legal advice and just being able to explain to them the procedure and offer them all the resources that are available. And I feel that the individual must be confident when leaving that office and comfortable to come and ask further questions until their needs are met. We're also able to provide the public with many resources out there in that matter. And if you're not familiar with those resources, you're not truly listening to what the individual needs. And they walk away feeling helpless and uncomfortable coming back into that office. And no one should ever feel that way. And dealing with legal terms and legal procedure, it's hard enough in itself. But imagine when you're in a time of distress and having that on you, it's very important to be as compassionate, respectful, confidential, and have patience to be that public servant. More often than not, it's just that the community individuals are not being listened to. so they're turned away, and that saddens me. And why should they be expected to know how to ask for what they need in the correct terms? It's getting to the root of their need, because more often than not, there's pretty simple answer or resource out there we could give them. If individuals are denied that service, their tax dollars go towards, then they are not being listened to, and that's frustrating.
And Lindsay, kind of wrapping things up here this morning, what do you see as what sets you apart from the other candidates?
You know, what sets me apart is our current deputy just got into that position during Ms. Vandal's term. Two employees resigned, and her long-term deputy, Mina Stewart, retired early. And so with Ms. Rhodes having 3 years of experience and being the next one in line, she was just promoted into that position. And so I think we need to remember that experience is different than the title. And as well as my other candidate I'm running against, with her experience in state departments and legal departments, then it's going to be hard, I believe, for her to be able to know court procedure and rules. Like I said, it takes a long time to know these procedures, and they're by statute, to be able to come on and put a jury panel together, to be able to know your court costs and fees to record keep correctly. I was also, during this time, or when I was in the office, we went through a lot of changes that most people haven't experienced. We moved to a new building. We had a full-time judge's staff come on. During that time, our county attorney, he had more jury trials than normal, so I had a lot of experience with that. And we had a new record-keeping system through the court, and so all of us had to learn this new program, and that's when scanning was introduced. And this was with the hopes of e-filing. Well, during that time, there were a lot of hiccups, and it's when we talk about a new record-keeping system and e-filing, this has been in the works for a while, and I've been through this process. I know where it's going, and that's an advantage I have as well.
All right, talking with Lindsay Griffith, running for Clerk of District Court. Lindsay, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you, Brady. I appreciate it.
This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. We've got more Community Speaks coming up this morning, as it is the political season. We're going to be back in just a few minutes to speak with Buffalo mayoral candidate David Iverson. That's all coming up next here on KBBS.